school. My dad came to my bedroom, said, "Hurry, son, you're gonna miss the bus. Get dressed and brush your teeth." Then he stopped me down the hall, said, "You're way too young to be so tall." And I felt invincible, as cool could be. And he put me up against the door right before I left, and drew a pencil line just above my head. And that mark on the door was just higher than the one before. Wasn't much, but I knew then someday I'd be big like my dad. 'Cause growing up is huge. From a kid's point of view, I stand up straight to see how far apart he drew those pencil marks. High school was good to me, shot up like a rocket. Suddenly, my world had changed. I was seeing things little different than before. Not a boy, not quite a man, just old enough for my Uncle Sam. My dad helped me pack my duffel bag, then he walked me to the door. He said, "I'm proud of what you're doing. Just know that while you're gone, I'll be counting down the days till you come home." With marks on the door, from the ceiling down to the floor, marked up wood to anyone else, but not to me and my dad. 'Cause every day is huge. When someone back home is missing you, I'll soon be coming home. And it all starts with these last few pencil marks. I'm all grown up now with a son of my own. Yeah, he's grandpa's little man, spitting image of his dad. And on his tippy toes he stands in front of me. For a mark on the door, it's barely 3 feet from the floor. Isn't much, but I know now, someday he'll be big like his dad. For me that is huge. From this man's point of view, life goes on as one great work of art, with these brand new pencil marks. Oh. With my brand new pencil marks.